Start of the second quarter in Houston with Michigan leading Washington by a score of 14-3, and the Wolverines have the ball at the Washington 20-yard line down to the red zone again. It's time for the Emerald Queen Casino end-of-quarter summary brought to you by Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest. Well, it's as simple as this. Michigan with a frightening 9 rushes for 174 yards and 2 touchdowns, an average of 19 yards per carry. Obviously, you wouldn't think that could hold up, but Blake Corum with the 59-yarder, Donovan Edwards with touchdown runs of 46 and 41, and the Huskies must find a way to stop Michigan from the explosive rushing attack, which has allowed them to take a 14-3 lead.
Yeah, it's the second level that the running backs for Michigan are getting to, and they're getting untouched. At this point, you have to have them change their feet, but even when they change their feet a little bit, there's no second-level tackler in your fits. The discipline's got to be crazy good now. This is all about fight. This Husky defense have to bow it up inside the red zone. They're right on the 20-yard line, but if you continue to get pushed like this, it's going to be an absolute long night.
Chip it down to the Pinseeker sidelines with Elise.
Well, guys, this whole season has been about beating adversity, and so many guys throughout their career, Michael Penix coming back from adversity, and right now this team is facing the biggest adversity that they've seen this season, but they have rallied every time they've faced this kind of pressure.
No question, Elise. Let's see what they do here in this situation. First and 10, Michigan at the 20. Snap to McCarthy. Handoff. Corum behind the right side, hit by Tuputala, keeps moving forward, and brought to the ground finally by Alfonso Tuputala, a gain of 3. The thing is, the Huskies on many of these plays are able to meet Corum at the line of scrimmage, but that doesn't mean he doesn't keep churning forward for 3 or 5 or 7.
Well, the adjustments are right now with the defensive line is you can't overrun. You can't slant and overrun your depth. Because if you get your heels past the line of scrimmage and then you can't cut back or come out of that, now he has cutback lane. So you have to hold your position on the line of scrimmage. That way you can adjust either way. Stop overrunning the cutback lanes.
Khalil Mullings into the ballgame as the new running back on 2nd and 7. Handoff, Mullings straight ahead, downhill and smacked by the second line of defense of the 14-yard line. By Cam Fabikulainen, came up from the safety position and got help from Alfonso Tuputala. It's going to be 3rd down and 4, and you get the sense that early in this ballgame, this is a massive play for Washington's defense to try to hold them to a field goal, trailing 14-3.
I expect play action here all day long. This is what a run game like that starts to get your safeties. Cam Fab steps up. Dom Hampton steps up. You start to nose your way, worrying about the run, and McCarthy, they get in spread. They're going to go in open, but this is where he can move, they can adjust, he can have QB runs, multiple options here.
And timeout now for J.J. McCarthy as he looks back to the sideline and Jim Harbaugh and says he wants to talk about it based on what he sees. Blake Corum was out there to run the ball as well, and it forces 3rd down and 4 for Michigan, and the Husky defense will regather. Timeout on the field, and we'll take it as well with 13:35 to go in the second quarter of the national championship game. Michigan 14, Washington 3. We'll step aside for this word from your local station. This is Husky Football.
Brown Family Vineyards is a proud partner of University of Washington Athletics. Founded by Husky grad Andrew Brown, this family-owned winery is committed to world-class production with its roots in Walla Walla. With more than 180 critical scores of 90 points or higher, every decision made from vineyard to the bottle reflects a commitment to premium Washington State wine. Stop by our tasting room in Bellevue, Seattle, Tacoma, or Walla Walla, where good friends, good wine, and good times are always on the agenda.
At Bob's Heating and Air Conditioning, we understand how important life's little moments at home can be. That's why for more than 65 years, our team of expert installers have been proud to keep your home safe and comfortable. When it matters most, we're happy to help restore more than just your peace of mind. Our automatic backup generators will keep you from being in the dark. Call Bob's Heating for a free whole home generator estimate today. Your family's comfort is our family's business.
Wednesday, February 14th, Emerald Queen Casino Event Center presents Johnny Gill. Member of R&B legendary group New Edition and supergroup LSG. Tickets at emeraldqueen.com. It's a very special Valentine's Day with Johnny Gill, February 14th at Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest. Must be 21 years and over. Have fun. Play responsibly. For help with problem gambling, call 800-547-6133.
Welcome back to our coverage of the national championship game. Husky defense has a huge third and four coming up. Michigan with the ball at the Washington 14-yard line, and the Wolverines leading 14-3. Janet King is the trusted cleaning and disinfecting partner for businesses throughout Washington, from stadiums to offices and more. Janet King is your essential disinfecting service. Go Huskies! Let's go down to the Pin Seeker sidelines with Elise.
Well, guys, this Michigan running game has been so explosive so far in this game. Coming up for the Dogs, a huge play defensively, their biggest third and four. It is the first third down for Michigan's offense in this game.
Yeah, they've just been able to move the ball at will on first and second down, and so see how the Husky defense does in this situation. It is only third and four, but a stop could force Michigan into a field goal. It's a huge play for the Huskies. They're going to bring Jacob Bandis into the ball game. He'll be next to Latuli Nasanoa. Scratch it. That's not Bandis. That's Fatui Tuitele. So Tui and Tuli, the down linemen. Trice and ZTF off the edges. Go forth and Tuputala, the linebackers. McCarthy out of the shotgun on third down and four. Claps his hands, takes a snap, loads up the throw. Fires near side, knocked away. Great coverage by Jabbar Island. Number one, Jabbar Muhammad, slaps it away from Cornelius Johnson and forces Michigan special teams onto the field.
Man, I feel like Michigan played right into that setup for Washington. Did not want to go run, didn't want to attack at all on their power run game. They went on the quick out route. Jabbar Muhammad just sticky with it, knocking that hand down, and this is a big win with a field goal attempt.
Sets up a 32-yard field goal right down the middle for James Turner, who's 16 of 19 this year on field goal attempts. They place the ball on the four in the 2024 National Championship logo, and he drills it through for 3 points, and Michigan expands its lead to 14. 17-3, Wolverines ahead by 14 points. And this, the first time all season long, the Dogs have trailed by two touchdowns. Oh, Turner just squeezed that inside the left upright. So both kickers on their field goals just barely squeezing it through. But, Cam, you know, just Washington has clearly played a lot of good running teams. Texas can run the ball. Oregon can run the ball. They were able to handle Damian Martinez and Oregon State well enough to win that game. What is different about what Michigan is doing compared to those teams?
Well, it's not as much that it's different. It's the fact that you haven't got them out of it yet, because usually Washington can score early like Texas and get them to change their mindset to say, okay, we have to play chase mode. Michigan is not. They're in lead mode. They're out there with a bulldozer saying, come try to get us, and we're tratting through mud. So if you're going to do that, you have to score in this drive and get them out of that mindset. But right now, Michigan, that's the way they play football. They like to keep it close, like to get really dirty.
End over end kick. Bounces through the end zone for a touchback, and the Huskies bring their offense out onto the field to drive from right to left here in Houston at the national championship game. 13:28 to go, quarter number two. Huskies down by the most points they've trailed by all season long. 17-3 the score, and Michael Penix lines up on a night where he's 5 for 8, 43 yards. Lines up his offense to try to burst. Looks like Michigan transfer Giles Jackson is in the ball game, and he's in a trip set with Roma Dunze and Jalen Polk. 0-1-2. Off to the right. Dylan Johnson into the ballgame as the running back. Clap of the hands. Penix takes a snap. He fires far side. It's caught by Roma Dunze, who splits defenders and falls backward to the 35-yard line. A quick gain of 10 for number one, and the Huskies move the sticks.
Long, quick throw by Michael Penix. It's still off coverage right now. They're not in press. They want to make sure they don't get over the top. Michigan softening up. They're at 6 yards. They know that, especially on first down. Mike having DJ in the backfield, that slow action keeps those DBs on their heels.
Two into the boundary, Adunze and McMillan. Jalen Polk wide to the left. First and 10 for the Huskies after a gain of 10. Penix out of the gun. He'll now motion. Roma Adunze takes a snap. Rolling out. Penix fires downfield. Caught. Big play. JP right at the CFP logo 50-yard line. Snags it out of the air. And Jalen Polk with the reception picks up 15 to move the sticks.
A deep curl in that window. A small fly sweep fake holds the linebackers up, and then JP goes up over the top with his hands and snares it out of the
tempo
sky.
Tempo for the Huskies here as Penix takes the snap, hands it off. Dylan Johnson between the tackles. It's spun down after a gain of one on the play. Second down, 9 to go for the Dogs, who trail Michigan 17-3. 12-11 to go here in the second quarter. Just being behind like this does make you wonder if it might have been different if the Huskies took the opening kickoff. They won the coin toss. They elected to defer. And now Dogs playing from behind, trailing by 14. Dylan Johnson staying in the game at tailback. 5 carries, 15 yards for the banged up big fella. It's going to be second down and 9 to go. And flags fly. Another false start against the Huskies.
You're going to get Parker Brails for just a slight hitch. He was worried about a left linebacker blitz. You could see him hesitate in that moment.
Snap infraction. Offense, number 72. 5-yard penalty. Second down.
Really hurt on second down.
Marcus was the ACC referee, and that second and 9 suddenly turns into second and 14. We talked about the importance of staying on schedule. Michigan's defense allows 16% conversions on 3rd and 6 or more. So you got to get a lot of it back here to give yourself a good shot. Huskies go empty set, trailing 17-3. Got it at their own 46-yard line. Under 11 and a half minutes left in the first half. Snap to Penix. Looks, rolls out to the left, fires downfield into double coverage. Incomplete, intended for Jalen Polk. Penix was running out of time as Chris Jenkins was hunting him on the play.
Well, it's a good pressure down, and you should expect that. They weren't going to drop out if they bring backside pressure to Mike's right, and there was an open gap window. Mike had to run out of it. He stays in the pocket. He takes a sack there as he moves to his left. You know, third down in longs, third down at 6, as you just mentioned, already hard against Michigan. Third down at 14. Wow.
Interesting to see what Washington considers a go situation on fourth down. Trying to get all 14 yards might not be the strategy here. Empty set for Penix. Michigan showing blitz. And another movement on the Washington offensive line on the right side. This could be against Michigan.
False start. Offense, number 77. 5-yard penalty, third down.
Julius Bulow.
Well, Julius is reacting to the defensive flinch. And certainly you can't do that. Certainly you have to sit in there as an offensive lineman and hold and listen to it. But it is loud down there. It has affected, in this drive, our offensive lineman.
Michigan has been dominant so far. 11-18 to go, second quarter. Huskies facing 3rd and 19, trailing by a score of 17-3. Penix has done it all season long. What can he dial up here? Michigan rushes 4. Penix fires a fastball over the middle, caught by Jalen McMillan. Got a chunk of it back, down to the 47. It creates 4th and 7. And you wonder if this is a go situation for the Huskies in Michigan territory.
I mean, maybe you consider that, as you can see here what Coach DeBoer wants to do. I think he understands the sense of urgency. If you don't get this, yeah, you're going to give Michigan a very short field. Or do you risk that point of view? These are where your calls are already built in. You know exactly your favorite plays.
Huskies are 12 of 17 on fourth down this year. Penix is 4 for 4 throwing the football with 4 conversions. This is 4th and 7. Penix trying to change a play with his offensive lineman. Massive play here in the second quarter of the championship game. Penix takes a shotgun snap. Michigan rushes 4, stays in the pocket. He throws downfield. Wide open, Roma Dunze, and Penix just missed him. Oh, my. Roma Dunze was open in the red zone, and Mike just missed. Don't know what else to say about that.
Well, you can see just from the setup, it was a great call, the pause to it. It was a quick block and maybe a slight hesitation by Rome as he was waiting for the football. But you're right, it was just a miss.
And now Michigan gets it at its own 47-yard line, already leading by 14 points. 10:27 to go, quarter number 2, timeout on the field. We'll take it as well and return after this word from your Northwest Chevy dealers.